Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, when it comes to tithing and giving offerings, the Bible said, honor the Lord with your substance. That's not just your words, that's your stuff, your money and your stuff, and with the first fruits of your increase. It's not about mechanically paying 10%. It's a matter of acknowledging that you are completely dependent upon Him. People who don't tithe, who don't put God first in their finances, who don't give offerings, they're saying, hey, I made that money myself. I got up, I worked hard, I'm smart, I made good investments, and that's acting like a fool. What do you mean, Brother Keith? Well, the truth is, you wouldn't even exist if it wasn't for your Creator. And you couldn't have got up and found the door in the morning if the Lord hadn't given you some sense to do it. And you're certainly not going to be successful and have the strength and be able to work a job and make a sale and make a profit if you have some understanding, then you're going to stand up and acknowledge, I have made a profit. I've been increased because the Lord has blessed me. Amen. The Lord has protected me. I mean, you could have got sick and died before you could ever made it to work. Right. You could have died in 5 accidents before you ever got to the sale. Or you could have had all your efforts just fall through. No, it's the blessing of the Lord. It makes rich. Not all our smarts and hard works. Now, we're supposed to do what we know to do, but you understand you can do everything you know to do, and unless the Lord is with you, you labor in vain. So thank the Lord and acknowledge Him and honor Him. You're giving the honor that is due. You stand up with your tithe, you stand up with your offering, you say, Lord, I acknowledge. I wouldn't have anything if it wasn't for you. And I bring this portion gladly because you're the one that blessed me and gave me the strength and knowledge and ability and opportunity and favor and blessing to do it. And there's a lot more where this came from. So I bring it gladly. And that's the kind of man or woman that'll increase more and more, them and their children. So we're supposed to honor the Lord. We're supposed to honor His Word. We're supposed to honor our leaders. The Bible talks about honoring your king, honoring your rulers, honoring your leaders. Now, a lot of Christians are missing it on this. Because they think, well, this leader's not doing this and this leader's not doing that. Okay, but the Bible still stands as it is written, and tells you to pray for your leaders and tells you not to dishonor them and not to speak disparagingly of them. Do you remember Paul in the book of Acts? They arrested him. They brought him before the high priest. And he said, I've lived in good conscience before God and man until this day. And the high priest commanded the guard standing beside him to hit him in the mouth. And he hit him in the mouth. And I don't know if you've ever been hit in the mouth before. I have. Bunches of times. I used to sport fight. And if somebody hits you real hard in the mouth. I remember one time I was sparring with a guy. I'm supposed to be teaching him. And he knew a lot more than he was letting on. And so I let my guard down and I let him in on me. And the next thing I know, he hit me so hard, I couldn't see. My eyes watered up. I couldn't see a thing. My ears are ringing. And I got one thing on my mind. Can anybody imagine what that is? I got one thing my mind is, and that is hitting him. When you get hit hard like that in the face, it just goes all over you. Somebody said, well, no, Brother Keith, I've been sanctified. Yeah, we'd like to test that. How many would like to see a test of that? I don't care who you are, what kind of experience you think you've had with God or how spiritual, you got flesh. And it's going to go all over your flesh. Not to say you can't control it. By being strong spiritually, you can control yourself. You can, no matter how you feel. But anyway, you know when that big guy backhanded Paul in the face, it went all over him. And he said, God's going to smite you, you whitewashed wall.
Wow.
Yeah, but he didn't cuss. And one of the guys spoke up and said, "Do you talk that way to God's high priest?" And he apologized. Have you read the passage? He said, "Brethren, I didn't know he was the high priest. For some reason, he didn't recognize him or something that he was." He said, "Because it is written, you shall not speak evil of the ruler of your people." Now, here's a man that is doing wrong and he's acting wrong, but he's in a place of authority. And Paul corrects himself in front of everybody publicly and apologizes publicly to a man who's acting ungodly. So we need mind renewal, don't we? The Bible teaches us that we owe respect to those that are in places of authority over us. You may not be able to respect and appreciate everything they say and do, but you must respect the place. Or elsewise, you're disrespecting God Himself. So the Bible goes on to talk about honoring mother and father. It talks about honoring your elders. That's spiritual and natural. In Leviticus 19:32, it says, "You shall rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man and fear your God. I am the Lord." Did you know when someone much your elder comes into the room, you're supposed to get up? You're supposed to get up out of your chair as an act of respect? Just because some of these things have been lost in our generation doesn't mean they should be lost to us. We're in this world, but we're not of the world. We're supposed to be a light. I was talking to an elderly gentleman that I've done some business with down in at the new church area. And I kept referring to him as Mr. So-and-so, Mr. So-and-so. And finally he looked at me, he said, "You don't need to do that. Quit saying that." Well, he's much my elder. And I kind of ducked my head. He said, "Is that a problem?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Well, what?" I said, "Well, the Bible tells me I'm to show respect to my elders." He said, "Oh, okay." So it hadn't been a problem since. But should we hold to these things? As you know, some things you need to say at least as much for your benefit as theirs. A reminder to yourself that there's a difference of place here and a difference of honor. So the Bible says honor your elders. The Bible says honor widows. The Bible says honor that marriage is to be honored. Boy, we are living in a generation that doesn't do that. That it treats marriage like it doesn't matter, like it's totally unimportant. And oh, God doesn't see it that way. He instituted marriage. And marriage is holy and super important to Him. The Bible said husbands are supposed to honor their wives and wives are supposed to respect and honor their husbands. What if every husband and wife treated each other like king and queen? What if? And what if the children, not running around hollering and virtually cussing mom and dad and referring to mom and daddy by their first names and all this crazy stuff, but what if they showed respect to mother, showed respect to father? What a different family it would be. What a different case it would be. You know, I was talking to a wonderful woman of God some years ago, an elder, and she kept talking about the man of God this and the man of God that. And at first I didn't know who she's referring to. And after a few minutes I realized she's talking about her husband. Her husband. Isn't that wonderful? And she wasn't trying to act super spiritual. That's just the way she talked. That's just the way they thought. And you could tell they treated each other like gold. Should this be the way of every Christian marriage and every Christian home and family? And even though the world has lost this, you and I are to be bright, shining lights in the middle of. We've already got some wonderful reports from our children and our youth, even our little ones, from our teachers and from people in the community and different programs. And they've said, "Man, your child is so respectful. That youth, that young man, that's the most respectful young lady." And it is standing out in this dark world. And don't you, the Bible said, there's a promise that goes with honoring your father and mother that it'll go well with you and you'll live long on the earth. I mean, as people go out into the job markets and they go out to work in these companies and corporations, who do you think is going to be picked for promotion? The foul-mouthed, cussing, disrespectful, slouchy ones are your young man, your young woman, who's sharp and respectful. Who do you think is going to be used for these promotions and for these places? So isn't it good that the Lord's teaching us these things? Because it'll keep us from harm and it'll cause us to be promoted. Can you say praise the Lord? Go with me, if you would, back to, or maybe you're still there, at Proverbs 13 and 7. But I want us to read that in the God's Word translation. Romans 13, 7, in the God's Word translation. What did I say? Huh? Romans is where I would like for you to go. I got more than one thing going on inside here. That's a, help me out. Romans 13, 7, God's Word translation. It says, pay everyone whatever you owe them. If you owe taxes, pay them. Now, no, I want you to notice this first word, if. And if you owe tolls, pay them. If you owe someone respect, respect that person. It said, you know, to those that it is due. Keep reading. If you owe someone honor, honor that person. We haven't talked about this side of it much, but I want to get into it today. He said, honor to whom honor is due. Is the same honor due to everyone? No, it is not. And we need to talk about that. You can give honor where honor is not due. And you can make mistakes. You can miss it. I mean, if somebody comes up and says you owe them $50,000 and you never even saw them and you don't know what they're talking about, are you just going to start writing a check?
No.
Within, are you just going to start showing somebody a certain level of respect and honor because they say that they are this or they are that and you're supposed to?
No.
Now, the Bible tells us to honor all men. And there is a sense that we should treat everybody as a valuable living human being that Jesus died for.
Amen.
We should show everybody that honor and respect. But that doesn't mean that you honor everybody as an elder, as a leader, as your pastor or your minister or what, or as your president or whatever the case might be. No, that honor is not due everybody equally.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 7th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me